The way from the ridge in High Ridge, Missouri. This is Huggy Kindness with Huggy Kindness Studios. Today we are on Tea Time, a Cup of Loving Kindness podcast series in Loving Kindness Land, a community garden where we can be seen in the light for who we are and just share space and love and connection and the realness of what it means to be human. And today we're going to continue on from episode 5, where we were talking about loving. So loving kindness is this prayer, this meditation that we can send out to the world for ourselves to be well, for others to be well, and for us as a unit to be well. And so we broke down loving, and we did an activity together to figure out kind of what loving means to you. And so today we're going to do something very similar with kindness. And so I want you to start to imagine what words come up for you when you think about kindness. Was there a time when you were younger and someone did something kind to you and you returned that favor? If so, that's what's called reciprocation of kindness. That's a cycle that happens when, you know, someone does something kind to us, and then we offer that same extension of kindness back. And, you know, too often in our world today, we see and we feel reciprocation of violence, of fear. And as humans, in just our primal ways and in our history and of evolution, we have taken on these kind of patterns of reciprocation. And so in practicing mindfulness and creating more space around our ways, our thinking, our behaviors, our beliefs, our values, different things like that, we create enough space around them. We have choice in our decisions and how we want to move forward and the thoughts and the behaviors and things that we want to create. And so when we have more choice, we can choose pathways of reciprocating kindness. We can choose to be kind to others, and in doing so, others then are kind to us. And it creates a rippling effect, kind of like the pay it forward, you know, when you're, you know, at a Starbucks line and someone pays for your drink, you know, in front of you, and the you know, it just goes on. And the next thing you know, 1,000 cars later, people are just being filled with joy because someone was kind enough to pay for their drink in front of them. And so kindness has this rippling effect, this magical effect to inspire and to change the ways of our spirit and the ways of someone else's spirit. And so it's a powerful piece of loving kindness, because when we send that, you know, energy out to the world in our actions, in our behaviors, in our thoughts, we can change the world. And so I want to leave you with that. I want to leave you with the possibilities of what could be in you being kind to someone else and someone else being kind to you. So I inspire you to think about that this week. I inspire you to see how kindness shows up in your life, or those moments that you just wish kindness would show up in your life. And see if you can make subtle shifts in your thought patterns, your behaviors, your values, what you stand for, what inspires you, and see if those subtle shifts start to change how you show up for yourself and how you show up for others. I love all of you to Icarus and back, one of the farthest stars away in our galaxy here. And till next time, wishing you the best week with love, light, and laughter, huggy, smiles, kindness.
Let's turn and face them. Switch on the light. Never mind the cracks you try and hide. Make you shine the glow.